Hello.
Hey, Patrick. John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hi, John. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I want to first apologize. Usually I'm, a little earlier to the party, but came a little late here, so I do apologize about that, running a little late in the meeting there.
I understand. You still with me, John?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, but you're really breaking up.
Oh, man. All right, can you hear me better right now? I don't know if it's just a bad connection.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right, there we go. If for any reason that my phone cuts in or out or gets disconnected, I will give you a call right back. Okay, Patrick?
That sounds good.
All right, perfect. So let's start off with this. I'm going to leave the table to you guys here. Do you have any questions for me or any concerns that came about that I can answer for you and address?
Well, you know, I'm going to probably jump all over the page here and not to confuse things, but, you know, I'm far from the expert on this. And,
okay.
You know, I got a little bit of feedback from our team. Joshua can't make the meeting today.
Okay.
He's available tomorrow at noon. And so I thought, well, we'd go ahead and do our phone call, John, and then kind of see what kind of progress we make.
Okay.
So I'm really a novice at this. Okay.
Okay.
So we haven't done any advertisement. We've always been just kind of word of mouth, for generations. And, but this interests me, exactly a Local Splash. So where are you guys out of? Where are you from?
Fountain Valley, California. So right to be exact, more in Costa Mesa.
Okay. So you're down south, Santa Ana, California?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so, I don't know, I guess it's not that important that you're really not local for us. I mean, given that we're talking about the internet, and that kind of makes things small.
But it is important for us to keep communication. And I think that's the most important thing with this. There's two things I always mention to any business owner that joins with our family is two things. One, communication has to be strong, right? We're not going to do things without your permission, for one. This is your company. So let's say you have an ad that you want to put out there and we see that there is a typo in there. We're going to address that with you, obviously, before we just put that out, right? If you want it every 3 weeks and us to space, then by far, let us know so that way we can do so. So communication has to be on point. Two, we'll develop a fully customizable tracking system. We call it the dashboard. Now, this dashboard, Patrick, you can check it through your phone, tablet, computer, what have you from there, but it will show all the analytics. And I think that's very important because I'm preaching to the choir here. I mean, you're a business owner yourself, so when it comes to keeping track of your analytics, you could then maneuver and modify things to accordingly. Like, let's say your keywords, right? Let's say you wanted to add a new service. You could do so yourself, or you can have our team do that for you. Everything is included in your package. It's not like you're married to anything, but we do want to make sure you know that you have the flexibility to do so if you needed to. Okay. Now, in there, you'll also be able to see the phone numbers. If you miss a call from a customer, you can call them right back. You have the phone number right there. So these type of things are important because let's say in the future, you're like 6 months down the road, it's a new season. You're like, hey, you know, during this season, we like to put out this promotion. Let's see how it runs. You know, you'll be able to see that fruition come to play for yourself.
Okay. I understand that in principle. I certainly don't understand it in practice. So
it's okay.
But you had mentioned that you know, how much of this is manageable by one of my team. So if they wanted to go in there and change something, a keyword, let's say, that's pretty simple to do.
Very simple, actually. So that dashboard is something that you can't, I mean, you can hear about a dashboard, quote unquote, from other, like even Google themselves, but it, from what I heard, and just through the grapevine of a lot of business owners that I speak to, it's very confusing and hard to maneuver through. With ours, we make it very simple. I think the simple, more simple we make it, the better it is for a user experience on that. So yes, I mean, to answer your question regarding on if you needed anybody else to be able to do that for you, you can, but my suggestion on that is whoever that is, I would like to add them as an authorized user to specific things on the account. We will have a security question and answer. That way we're not just getting information out to anybody or vice versa. You guys know you're talking to us. We know we're talking to the right people to make decisions on that too. It's very important because, you know, we don't want just anybody being able to control your account. That's not good. So I highly suggest that whoever that is, we add them as an authorized user, and I can also just put them only for specific things to be authorized with.
So how do you exactly, I'm going to jump around a little bit. So how do you exactly ensure that our advertisement would be the first search result on Google and Bing? I don't understand how that works. I thought it was, I just don't understand how it works.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll break it down. So very first thing is I want to make sure we're being very careful at our word choice on this, right? Because anyone part of Google or affiliated with Google cannot promise you an exact spot. And if they did, hang up the phone, they are lying to you. It is based off of two major things. All right. And now it's not in order, but it's just major. First one is, I'm going to say reviews, right? You've been around for a while. It's not an issue. Just keep doing what you're doing. The reviews will automatically come. You don't have to just be like, hey, leave a review or haunt your customers, right? Now, the next part is what we specialize in the most is traffic. So that means, let's say you have a Google business profile, your business name. We put it out there. We get you verified. Everything's good, right? Well, it's good to put your foot in the door, but it's not enough these days because everyone is trying to get on Google. That's why there's tons and tons of other pages. If they typed in kitchen or bathroom remodeling, then they're going to see all these different companies, right? What we do is make sure that we use those right keywords in the specific areas that you want to service to help you get that generation of traffic to flow up to the ranking of the first page. Now, being on the first page, once you're there, that's great, but we also need to consistently keep you there. So we make sure that we constantly keeping up to date on those keywords. We also keep up to date on the other local directories that are going to help develop that other traffic too. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, but I don't know that I'm going to get a bunch of reviews just because we've been around for a while.
Well, I'm saying it's not something of a necessity. And I'll put it this way, Patrick. I've personally helped business owners that had zero reviews. And I'm not promising you that it's going to happen for you, okay? But I'm just saying that, you know, it has happened plenty of times where we got them up to the first page of Google on the number one spot, actually, with zero reviews, okay? So is it important? Sure, right? But it's not, again, it's not the end-all be-all and it's not in order either. It definitely does help, but again, it's not a necessity, okay? Traffic is your biggest thing. And so having your business name out there is important. The ads that we'll be putting out there for, let's say, Facebook ads, you know, your social media. Now, not a lot of people, I'm going to put it this way. Let's say not a lot of people in the area are going to be looking on Facebook for your services. Well, they may be looking on Google, these other directories, and they're just not reaching out yet. They're planning ahead. Well, if they go on Facebook to catch up with their family, those ads of yours will be popping up on their feed. So it's just that little extra shove and a little extra nudge, you know, to say, hey, listen, we're here if you need us. That's what's going to help them make that decision by saying, oh, wow, you know, I see them everywhere. I see them on Facebook. I see them on Google. I see them on Yelp. I see them on Bing. You know, I think that means something. Let me give them a call. You see what I'm saying? So it's just more marketing out there for you.
Okay, I'm a little skeptical that we're even going to show up, but we can keep moving.
Okay. Talk to me about skeptical of how you're going to be showing. What do you mean? By like on Google or on Facebook or what do you
mean? I mean, who knows where we'll show up at on the search, right?
Well, you'll be able to see that yourself.
You're not guaranteeing anything. It could be on page 99, you know, right? We may never see anything unless someone puts Johnson & Sons in there.
And that's what we're going to be doing. So the very first thing is we need to get you verified through Google. That's the first and foremost, right? Without that,
what does that take?
So what that entails is, okay, back then it used to be very simple. Almost everybody was getting on there, right? They would say, oh, I have a business, and get it verified by Google sending a postcard in the mail to you with a little PIN number, right? That's how easy it was. You send that PIN number back and you're verified. Well, Google's been a lot more strict in the past 6 months. They made this huge change where they're saying they're looking out not only for the business owners, but also for their customers that are using their directory of Google, right? Because then customers are calling these businesses and they're not a legitimate business, and it derives them to go away from there to use a different search engine, right? So what they did was they said, all right, we're going to make it more difficult, and that they did. So with us having your back, we're able to get you verified in a very quickly manner. Sometimes they may ask for a picture of a tool you use. Some even said a video. You can do it many different ways, but they may ask for simple things, you know, as far as your business, the sign, or how do you get to and from to your clients, things like that. We know exactly what they will ask for. We just don't know in what order or if they will ask for everything. So we have that all listed for you upon signing, okay? That way we make that very simple and very quick, easy to get verified. Again, that's the first part. After that, well, not just after that, you and I will go over, hey, what services do you want to actually be found for? So let's say, for example, I'm just using it as an example here, okay? But basement remodeling. I'm not even sure if you do this part, sir, but let's say you do. Well, okay, I want to make sure I put in basement remodeling as one of those keywords for customers. Anytime they type that in, they're going to be seeing your company. So again, that's their traffic, that click right there. More they're clicking these keywords, the better it is for your business to popping up on that first page and moving up in the list. Okay. Being on the first page of Google, again, is that traffic and reviews. So we're going to help with that traffic to make sure you're consistently staying on that first page. 90% of the revenue is being capitalized on that first page alone. Everything else is dispersed from there. So that's why we want to make sure you're there. Did I lose you?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. So that's why also I know that you do just a large magnitude of different work within your company. What I do know is that you do kitchen and bathroom modern for sure, correct?
Yes. We do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there other services that are very important that you want to make sure you're always being found for as well?
The majority of our business has been in new home residential construction.
Beautiful. Okay.
Also, I think it's very important in our local area, actually in the entire state of California right now, is a synonym ADU, right? I don't know if you're familiar with that. ADU. It's an auxiliary dwelling unit.
Oh, okay.
And our governor has made that extremely easy for someone to build an auxiliary dwelling unit, which has been called a granny flat or a mother-in-law's quarters, you know, those type things. But right now it's extremely easy to build one. The majority of municipalities throughout California have established pre-approved construction plans that are at the city. You can walk into a city, over the counter, purchase the plan, pay for your building permit, and build an ADU in your backyard.
Wow.
The plans are already drawn in, you know, 500 square feet to 1,000 square feet.
Holy.
And you don't have to go through a planning commission approval because of the new Senate laws in the state of California. It's already pre-approved.
Oh, okay. That's different. Okay. So this is a prime example. Yeah. Now, when it comes down to that, these different types of verbiage, right? We want to make sure if customers are typing that in, then you're going to be found for that. So not just ADU. Some people may put in a granny flat. They may put in auxiliary dwelling unit. Like, these are key words that put you ahead of the game a little bit there. Okay, that helps a lot tremendously, actually, for customers finding your business for these things. So if that's a, let's say, for example, that's your bread and butter, right? I'll just put it as an example again. If that's your bread and butter, better believe we want to make sure we're really highlighting that the most. So that way you're getting attraction for that type of service. We don't want to have an additional calls coming to you that are going to just waste your time. That's just the wrong thing. I talk to business owners, they're like, I just want my phone to ring. And I'm like, then this is not for you. If you're looking for your phone to ring, this is not for you. But if you're looking for a quality call, then yes, then we can, I think we're going to be a good match because we don't want your phone to ring. We want your phone to bring and generate actual work that's going to bring you profits. Because if that's not happening, you're not going to stick with us, right? We want to make sure we're bringing the results that you're looking for so that we would have a long-lasting relationship. So coming back to it is keywords of the traffic of customers finding you when they're typing these things in is very important. And that's what we stick with on there.
Mm-hmm. And so what does the exclusive local listing, one business per category, per service area, what is that?
Great question. Yes, sir. So because we're a premier Google channel partner, we have to abide by rules by Google. One of those is once you join with our family, we cannot work with anybody else that does what you do within a 50-mile radius. Okay? That's how we keep our partnership with them. That means we cannot spread your leads. We cannot work with your competitors or rotate you on Google either. That's a very big policy we have to abide by. Now, the next part to keeping that partnership with Google alive as a premier partner, we have to make sure our performance is very well. So if I'm not sure if I sent this to you already there, Patrick. Give me a second. We'll double check. This phone number accept text. Does it accept text messaging?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message with a link, and this is going towards Google talking about us. Not any from me, not from Local Splash. This is coming from Google. When you look up Premier Google Channel Partner Local Splash, just to show you our performance, it'll have our spend, our certifications through Google, and a performance, actually. So I'm looking at it right now. Let me know when you're able to see that.
Okay, I'm looking at a page here.
Great. Now, in here, this is Google's actual directory. Right, with a list of their companies that are partnered with them. As you see in there, we're a premier partner. We say that loud and proud because if you look right below that is our performance. If our performance is not strong, then we cannot hold our premier partnership with them. Performance meaning we have to make sure you're on that first page, that it's our service is actually working. So when you're saying, John, there's no guarantees of things, well, we have over 10,000 companies we're currently working with throughout the U.S., okay? We have a 4.9-star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. Being 19 years in business as an SEO company, I think that shows a lot. But just want to make sure you feel comfortable over what our performance is about because we're literally, we say this, we mean it. We're a performance-based company. If we're not working or doing our job, we're not going to have customers, plain and simple on that.
Okay, and then the Facebook ads, what's that?
Yes.
The relationship with Facebook, and how does that work? I mean, I put together a Facebook page at one time, and I don't know. It's
well, I think you and I could both agree on Facebook. It's time-consuming. Yeah. Me personally, for personal use, I don't use it. It's not for me. But for business, it does magic. And the reason for that is because a lot of people like to catch up, especially in the local communities. Okay. So, again, I think we kind of touched base on it a little bit here, but just to recap on it, if a customer goes on their Facebook after typing in some keywords of services that you provide on different search engines like Google or Bing and things like that, if they go on their Facebook after that, we redirect ads to go ahead and pop up on their feed at that moment. So it's not like a regular ad if you did it on your own through Facebook. They're just going to throw an ad out there. You're going to pick an area and hopefully it hits in those areas, right? But you don't even know if they're looking for your services. With this, we make sure that they're actually in the area and they're actually looking for your type of service. So when if they're doing that, we want to make sure that your name, your business name is popping up on their feed at that time. So that's included, not additional cost for you as well.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to break this part down for you because I know, you mentioned, we want to have everything in clear points here. So, Patrick, when it comes to Facebook ads, most businesses will charge extra for that, where it's a pay-per-click because it's an ad, right? So if people click on it, it charges, right? Not additional. Again, out of your $249 month to month, we put 100 of those dollars already towards those Facebook ads. Now, you can add more in if you ever wanted to, but I hope I earn your trust when I say this. I don't think you're going to need that much. It's usually 5 cents to 50 cents per click on that. I think $100 per month on there is more than enough.
Mm-hmm. So is there a credit at the end of the month, or where does that extra fee go?
No, so without the Facebook ads on there, it's the same price for the package, right? So when we spoke before, I wanted to make sure you have more bang for your buck. I'm just playing simple on this, so I don't want to say, all right, $249, then you're just paying for the regular local map section, your directories, and do what everyone else has been doing. I want to make sure you're set up for success. So I wanted to put an extra 100 of those dollars into something rather than going into nothing. So if you were not to use that, it would still be $249, which I think personally, it's just not right. I'd rather give more to you so that way you stick with us for a long time, longevity, rather than saying thanks for your money, bye, right? So, I mean, if you don't want that, Patrick, I totally get it. I understand and I respect that, but I just wanted to give you more for what you're paying for. That's all.
Okay, I'm following you.
So, again, it's flexible. I mean, if you're like, I don't even want to look at my Facebook, that's fine. But if you do, then great. This will help a tremendous amount of difference. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Now, far as website, talk to me about that a little bit here. Do you have a current website at the moment?
I do not.
Okay. So in there, I believe I put in a link as well to for website. We call it splash pages, right? Of course, we're local splash, right? Got to be catchy somehow. So what we do is we develop a website for you within the first 7 to 14 days. Now, the website is not just going to be a website we're going to put together for you and say, here you go. We need to make sure it's tailored to your company. So as long as you're communicating with our guys.
Let's talk about these links that you did include. So mobile optimized website.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So that, was not found. It says not found on it. Not sure why that is.
Oh, yeah, no. So are you clicking on the link? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Let me follow you. Okay, hold on.
That's the splash page. Is that that would be the website you're talking about? This would be
splash pages. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And if you like, I can give you a little demo of something that we can make, put together. But it, again, I don't want you to think like you're married to what I'm sending you here. It's because it's just a platform. You can maneuver, you can edit however you like. You move tabs over, pictures different spots. We make it work for you, you know? So when it comes down to when it talks about mobile optimization on your website, what that means is your phone, it's going to cross-platform on any device that customers are looking at. So the reason why it's not found on this is because you don't have a website to look on your phone. So pretty much like this. Let's say we develop a website for you. A lot of other people, they don't think ahead on this, where they build a website and a customer looks at that website through their phone or a tablet or their laptop, and all of a sudden the words are bunched together, or they're, you know, the pictures are not fitting correctly. That's because they didn't make it ready for those platforms. We do.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
sir. And I can show you that to you as an example if you'd like. I can send it as a text for you.
That's all right. I got you.
Okay. But that's what that means there.
Okay, and then click here to see what we will do for your business. What's that?
That's just going into our website, probably, for putting your information, things like that. That's just an assumption already, so you don't need to do that, sir.
Okay.
You're talking to your group. Yeah.
That's your homepage, I guess, too, about same thing, the package pricing, the business online, 2014, 2004.
Yeah, so if you typed in or if you clicked on the pricing packages, click on that one for me. Now, again, everything we're talking about is all in here. You can fact check me on everything here, okay? But if you scroll down to where it says Pro, you got Pro Package, you got Platinum Package, you got Platinum Premier Package, you could see how much you're really saving on this, okay? So your package.
That's the Platinum Package, not the Platinum Premier. Which one are we
correct
buying?
Yeah, so I'm going to send you, I don't know why this link is showing like this right now. Let me show you our updated version here.
Premier Package, local bundle and Facebook ads. I don't know, local bundle Google ads. So which one are we talking about?
Yes, so you're going to be in the middle here, right in the middle here. So it's going to be your SEO, you got a Google Business Profile, Bing, it'll say SEO content, you got popular directory submissions like that, review monitoring, you have US-based client support. But I'm going to show you, for some odd reason, this is taking you to our older page. Why is that? Let me send something to you right now, because I don't want you to get, and I hope I'm earning your trust when I'm doing this, because those pricings are still not up to date on that one. So let me show you direct you to our website right now. I don't know why it's showing the older one there. I need to address that. Let me know once you got our text message here. It's a link.
Well, you better email it to me because I'm not going to want to look at it on my phone.
Okay. No, that's fine. So let me send it to you as an email. Hold on one moment.
Or aren't I on your web page right? Don't I have a link to your home page right here?
You know, when I clicked on it myself, it took me to the older packages, which I'm kind of wondering why it's doing that. So let me, I'm going to say subject line, home page, okay? Okay, it's coming from same email, jseo@localsplash. All right, it's sending right now. Let me know you got it.
Did it come through there?
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay, perfect. That link, go into this website, and this is our SEO packages. Once you pop it open, scroll down to where it says SEO packages. It should look a little bit different than what you're showing there.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, yours is going to be the Platinum package. As mentioned before, normally $5.99 a month with the $299 setup fee. The promotional rate that we have you at is going to be a $249 month-to-month, no setup fee. Okay, that's even more affordable than the Pro package that doesn't even have all the bells and whistles. Are you able to see all this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I need to send this to our technician team about the email part, though. So do you have questions for me on the package itself?
So you were talking about, and when I interrupted you, about the website. So what were you going to get to on that?
For website, yes. Okay, thank you. So when it comes down to the website, it takes normally 7 to 14 days for us to get that up and running the way you need it to. Now, again, I've seen it done super fast, but it's not about getting things fast. It's about doing it right. So we want to make sure we communicate with you to if you want to add pictures, videos, testimonials, you want to edit things. You're more than welcome to do that yourself. We make it that easy on your dashboard to do it from there. But we have our team that's available for you to do that for you. I always like to put it this way. If you're paying for our service to help your business grow and do those things, utilize them. That's what they're good for. That's what they're there for. Okay. But we don't want to just make a regular website.
That's a third. That's another team member. That's not yourself. That's someone else within your team.
I'm going to be blunt with you. I went to school for it. Like, I know how to make a website myself. But even with that being said, our team, I've watched them do it live before previously, and they're amazing. So I back them 1,000%. The phone number that you'll have is voice activated. Now, this part, I'm glad you brought this up, because this part I'm sure you're going to appreciate. It's voice activated. If you say Facebook, you'll have a team available for you to talk to about your Facebook page. They'll know everything about your account and how to help you. But the best part about it is that even if you're talking to the people from your Facebook page, they are still understanding and knowledgeable enough to know how to make it work with your from Facebook to website to Google to your directories and have it all work together. And vice versa. If you talk to, you say website, you talk to somebody from website design and they say, all right, would you like to add this keyword? Because I see that it's working very well for your promotion on your Facebook. Like, they're very knowledgeable with one another to make it link together and work very well for you.
And that's all part of the fee?
Correct, yeah. This is all included in your package. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we can move on.
Okay. So I know you mentioned that you have a team that, you know, they might be able to do things and they're very knowledgeable in that. So they'll be able to see how easy it is to maneuver through it themselves too. But again, we would definitely have to add them as an authorized user to do so. That way you're being protective of your account. That's all. So that's pretty much everything in a nutshell here, Patrick. You got your directories. You have your Google listing. You also have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday. You'll also have your tracking system to keep track of everything and your traffic going in and out of your website, by the way. Okay. You have a Facebook business page with redirected Facebook ads as well, too. And this is all included in that package for $249 month to month.
So on the Facebook, what you call it, a directory page?
Facebook business page, and if you have one, right, then we don't need to develop one for you. If you don't have one, we will develop it for you. It does that much of a difference for your company.
So we have one. It's just a matter of so you guys can go in there and critique it, right, and maybe tweak it and update
Correct.
It or whatever.
Correct. Whatever. Yes, sir. We would just need manager access. We don't take over nothing like that. We just like to be on the side here to make sure to keep everything up to date for you.
Right. Now walk me through how to do that.
1,000%. Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. And so how did you guys find me?
So it's a process. Very first thing is, you know, I have my department. My job is to just find the right package that's going to save you money and also work very well to get your return on your investment. That's how we keep it for a long time, right? Well, if I backtrack, the way they found you, we have an inventory department. They say, okay, whether someone fell off or they just opened a position for your category, whatever the case may be, they say, hey, this area is available now. Please call out. So they send that to a different team, which is the person you spoke to probably before me, because I'm pretty sure we called out to you. Now, that person's job is to call out to companies that have good reputation and companies that we don't work with previously in that area. So as long as you cover those two bases on there, then they send it to me to make sure, hey, can we really help you? Because if you're on the first page of Google, why should we charge you for something you already have, right? That doesn't make sense.
So how did they find me? How did they... I mean, I don't do any advertisement. I mean,
It could be through many different directories. Yeah, it could be through different directories. I mean, your Facebook for one is one. I did see, just by looking, because I like to do research myself, I did see an old Angie's listing as well, too. I'm not even sure if you're still with them or not, but there's many different things that are still online there.
Yeah, I've got I just re-upped with Angie, and I have everything suspended right now. I'm really not that sold with their structure. Mm-hmm. Also, I have Porch. I'm on Porch. It's, I don't know if you're familiar with Porch or not.
Not Porch, but okay. So you have directories. If you're on a directory online, I'm telling you right now, they're going to research that. So that's, and if, as long as you don't have any bad reputation, then they can say, okay, let's give them a call. While they're talking to you, they say, all right, what other services you provide? Okay, we're not working with anyone in that area. We can make this happen for you. Are they on the first page? No? Okay, then we can really help them. You know,
so
we really look out for you.
What are we talking about? What qualifies me to be in this area with you guys?
So we have like
building, remodels, contractor,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
All the above. I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, how narrow of a focus do we have? Not that my trade is that broad of a range, but
right.
When you say a general contractor, that can be a lot of things.
Correct. Yeah. New home construction is main thing here. Now the ADU part, I was not aware of that, and that's why I checked it. I typed it in myself. So I had to check in with that to make sure. So we're clear on that. But any type of new construction, home addition, bathroom, kitchen remodeling, basements, flooring, handyman within the house, like it's pretty broad within a new construction of the house, of the home. So that's how I know we can definitely help you with these things. But I don't know all of the things. Maybe you also want to do decks and porches. That's a new part of the new home in there. You know, so that's something we can have in as well, too.
I think if we painted with a broad brush, we'd probably just be something like restoration and remodeling services. I mean, unless we have to get, you know, specific, I guess if someone wants a basement remodel, we don't have, you know, this is California, we're not a basement community.
Right. Yeah, I know. I hear you. Unless you're in Colorado, yeah.
Yeah, how about earthquake retrofit?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, see, these things are things that you know very well with the lingo. I'm going to say it like that. You know, thank God I'm not going to be. Go ahead.
One summer about, I'm dating myself, but about 20 years ago, I did some light advertisement on earthquake readiness and home furnishings. And I would go in and secure people's china hutches, TV entertainment centers, valuable art, paintings, anything that would hit the floor in an earthquake,
yeah,
then I would go in and secure to make sure that they wouldn't fall over.
And, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was a pretty good gig for that summer.
Oh, I bet. Well, I'm sure you still don't do that. I mean, like, I know for a fact we don't have anybody in there doing those things. That can, you know?
I know for a fact that there's no one doing it too. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just...
I would love to add that if you're still doing something like that, sir, because I wish we had that, one of the earthquakes when I first moved to California. It was actually the first week. It was the one where 405 broke down. I think it was the 101 or 405. And, man, that was scary. Yeah, that was scary. So
yeah, I think people kind of tend to forget and they don't prioritize it, you know? And so a lot of my work was in the Bay Area, which I don't want to go to the Bay Area anymore. So if you go to the Bay Area, people are more sensitive to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like, hey, it's a good insurance policy, especially if people with a lot of valuables that they don't want to get, you know, they've got a lot of, there's a lot of money over there, right?
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of expensive valuables they don't want to have damaged. So I don't want to go do that again. But anyway, I got off track, but I guess we can play around with those keywords and that kind of stuff. But I think new home, remodels, and ADU, the ADU, really like to be the ADU guy here locally.
I think you would do amazing with that, because I didn't even, you know the terminology of that myself here. And again, I'm not trying to talk big or anything, but I have been here for a while and very well experienced. So for me to hear this is a huge thing, a huge factor.
There's a lot of baby boomers, right? We're getting older, right? Our our children are raised and becoming more successful, and we're now the grannies, right? So I think it makes sense when people begin to consider downsizing that they build these ADUs now, and cities in California really are focused on promoting that. So it's going to be a real popular way to improve our housing.
It's a game changer if you ask me. Yes, sir. That's why I'm like, oh okay. All right. Well, again, you know, these things would definitely put that, I could put a priority on this one too. But at the same time, you'll be able to see this, Patrick. I don't want you thinking like, okay, yeah, we should put it in and kind of wait for something to happen. No, that dashboard is what I say is, again, coming back to it, it's very important. It'll be, I hope it's your next best friend. You know, you can take a look at that. Your team could look at it and say, oh, these words are really popping in this area. You'll know. You'll see it for yourself.
So if I'm not happy with your web design, what are they going to, you know, I want them to take the time to do it, to do what we want, right? And yes, I hate to say it in this way. Well, I guess I tend to say it. I want to say it in this way is that, you know, I would be leaning on you guys for the design work. I don't want to do the design work, right? So
sure.
You have a, you know, I would be leaning on that, someone with the skills to be able to do that and not be told what to do, right? Show me what to do.
Right. All right. Well, how about this? I'm going to send you one last email here. It's going to be a link to show you just a little something, you know, so you can get a little more comfortability on this one, far as our website, okay? And again, I don't want you to feel like you're married to this, okay? It's just something to show, hey, yeah, we got something. We can handle it. I'm just going to put website. Let's put website.
Because I don't have a lot of content to contribute, you know?
That's okay.
I just don't. I mean, I've got some pictures and I can go get some pictures, but you know.
Okay. Well, Patrick, sometimes I'm going to put it this way. From my experience, simple is better in many ways. You know, if you're having something that's significant, you have some pictures, great. It's up to the content of making it easy to maneuver through for your customers, but also the maneuverability without it glitching or being hard to upload. Those are the key things.
I don't need multiple. I don't think I need multiple pages and all this,
right.
We just want to drive them to, a phone number.
Yeah, exactly. You want the phone to ring. I agree. All right, so I sent that link to you, and you'll see it should be have an option.
Okay, I see the link.
Okay, perfect. So in this link, when you pop it open, it should have different ways to look at it. You know, through a phone, tablet, computer, laptop. Do you see that?
Right.
You're on your computer right now, so choose the one on the very top there, the furthest one to the left.
Gotcha. It's a screen view, yeah.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Services, about, the gallery, and the content, yeah.
You got it. Yes, sir. And if you look at the very top, it always stays there to easily come back to it to hit your contact. Your phone is always in their face. Obviously, this is just a platform. They're not going to showcase anything of Local Splash. It will only be your company, okay? Hours of operations, way to contact both back and forth, things like that as well. Gallery, services, maybe a little short description of who your company's about, and that's it.
Okay.
Talk to me. How do you feel about that website? That's just a platform again, so. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's including your package. So can we make something very simple for you? I'm 1,000% confident we can. it's just a matter of saying, hey, let's at least, we don't want to just show fake pictures though, right? We want to show your personality coming out of your work so that way you're driving the customers that you want to spend your time with. So as long as you have some pictures for us to handle to, put through in there, I think we can make that happen for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think we want to kind of go to our next step here, whatever that is, John. And
okay.
then between now and tomorrow at noon, I may have some more questions, maybe
okay.
a quick rundown with Josh, right?
Okay.
Not to take another hour with you, but we can just kind of hit some more points, right? And maybe
sure.
show him I don't know what your next, the next phase is. You want a credit card probably, but let's figure out where we're going with this.
Okay, yeah. So tomorrow, if you're making a decision, you want to make sure he's on board with it as well too. Perfectly fine. Again, I want to make sure we're fairly transparent with you guys and we're starting strong. So I get it. But the next part from there is pretty much, I will go over. It takes no longer than 10 minutes here, Patrick. I promise you on that. Okay. I've timed myself on this. You already know how to use your email. The longest I ever took was 12 minutes because someone did not know how to open an email, to be honest with you. So, crazy. So, I will set that up with you, go over hours of operations, those services. I already have it in here already. So we went through a lot already. The next part would be a voice verification where everything is under recording. So I'm not taking no for an answer, actually. It's a protection for you. So I put the pricing in there under recording. I even tell you under the recording if you decide to part ways, how to do so, and there's no cancellation fees, everything. So that way you're protected on that. From there, once payment is made, I make sure to stay on the phone with you guys so that way you see everything we discuss is on paper through email and through text. Okay, that's my promise to you guys. From there, we set up a time and day for our technicians to introduce themselves to you, go over your website, go over your Facebook ads, and show you how to maneuver it through your dashboard, which is your tracking system. That's it.
Okay. Well, I know Josh is going to want to really be – I think he's going to want to drill down on making sure – well, since we're the only ones in our area that you're working with,
Yeah.
How, what is our web presence going to be? And I know you can't guarantee anything, but I'm sure you're going to want to have some discussions about that because I don't want to waste our time and then no one's going to find us anyway, you know?
Well, that's why we're month to month. And I'm going to say it like this, where it's like, okay, think about it this way, Patrick, and you can call my bluff on it, man, but it's just the truth here. It takes, as you could tell, we'll have different teams, right? Calling out, doing research, you know, doing all these things, building websites, all these things. How are we making money, if you think about it, if we didn't work out within a month or two? Let's put it that way. That, yes, you lost time and effort and money on your site, right? But at least you have a Google listing that is stronger than it was before. Vice versa, on us, we just wasted time and money and all these efforts, didn't work out. Now we have to start all over again. Why would we want to do that, right? So if you really think about it, put yourself in our shoes on that one. We need to make it work for you, okay? And
so
we like it that way.
If we part ways, then all the website stuff and all the Facebook, I guess you can't take my Facebook away, but you can.
No.
You'll shut down this website and I won't have access to it. Is that
for website? Another good question. I'm glad you brought this up. So for the website, that's me throwing this extra in here for you, okay? Now, if you decide to part ways, you could still have the option to buy off that website domain for only $99. You could take it however you want from there. That's perfectly fine. If you, let's say you have another option where you're like, John, I don't like the service, whatever the case may be, right? You want to part ways, but you love the website and you love what our team does for the website. Well, you could just keep it alive for $49 a month. You're still in really good positioning for not only your business, but also to, you know, not distract your customers from, you know, finding a different website, you know what I mean, or thinking that you closed down or anything like that. We always want to make sure you're in good standing.
So that's the website buyout or website?
Yeah. You could buy out the domain for $99, or you could just keep it alive for $49 month to month with our team to keep it up to date still and still keep contact for that. Completely up to you.
So you still have the basic services of the team that you call them up and say, change that for me. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you can explain that tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow at noon we'll talk. Did you want to send anything by email to me today?
Or we'll just
do that tomorrow.
We could do that all tomorrow. I mean, I have.
All right, we'll finalize it tomorrow.
Not even that much, though. We'll be all right. And you said his name is Josh, was it?
Joshua Johnson. Yes.
Joshua.
And he's on that email that where I corrected you for not replying to.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Patrick. I'm going to start off with saying I apologize. I just hit reply on there and not realizing that I had a CC on there. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's a totally beginner mistake right there. So I do apologize for that. But I will pay attention more to that on there. Okay.
Appreciate that. And that's not the first email like that I've sent. So it was no, you know, just a reminder, you know, a lot of people don't say anything and then the sender really won't know, you know.
No, yeah. And rightfully so. So that's one thing I need to pay attention a little bit more to work on. So, as you can tell, Patrick, I take feedback to the best. You know, any feedback is good feedback, and always want to try to do better. Okay. So yes, if you want, I can go ahead, send me an email, or I can send you guys an email, for confirmation for tomorrow. You said around noon.
Yeah, noon tomorrow. And if you want to send that, that'd be great too.
Okay. All right. Noon it is.
Support there.
Okay, I'll just CC or not CC. I'll reply to all on there from that last email and just take it from there. If that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's perfectly appropriate. Yep.
All right, Patrick. Thank you for your time, sir, and look forward to speaking with you guys tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for your time. Looking forward to working with you guys.
Most definitely. All right, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks, John.